All right, you guys, we're back real quick. Truth or a lie, Jessica's turn. Let's hear it.
Truth or a lie, I had a threesome.
Okay. How long ago?
A year ago. Let me think of what you were doing a year ago.
Who are you a year ago? Truth. Okay. Threesome. I mean, threesomes are pretty common, but...
Are they?
Well, for regular... for regular people... that's nothing. I mean, you know, that's not like... People do them,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
But does Jessica do them?
So let's determine if over 50% of the people in this room do them.
What? What are you trying to say, Cynthia? You throwing your business out there? No. Okay, a year ago.
I think it might be true.
Threesome. No, I don't think so. I think it's a lie.
It's a lie. Why did you think it was a truth?
I don't know. I knew you were gonna say lie. So maybe if I said truth,
one of us is gonna be right.
I wanted to put it out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would never. By the way.
Never.
Never. Never. I would never.
We'll see about that. We'll talk to you guys.
We'll update you next episode. With Cynthia.
No.
I mean, would you guys?
No.
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 Yeah, no.
No. I think
I'm... What do they call
you guys are laughing like you think that I would.
I think you would. Honestly, it wouldn't have shocked me.
Oh my god.
Maybe.
But no, I don't think you've done
that's
it.
That's why I was putting the time frame. Because maybe at the time where you were single for...
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So, you know...
Wow.
So, you know... When you're, I feel like when you're single and not married or whatever, you kind
you
of feel...
You experiment. You throw yourself out there. You never know.
Yeah.
But... I don't know, like, to
but
me...
But then again, some married couples...
Married couples do it.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Oh, yeah. I've heard stories.
Do they... I don't know if they get bored or whatever, but I've heard stories, too.
I think they get bored. Or it's, like, guys' fantasies
like
or...
There's actually clubs.
Yes.
Because one of my really good friends, he told me that him and his wife would
the
go...
Swingers?
Yes. There's, like, an actual club where you just go in and you're like, bye, Felicia, and then go out their ways to meet other people. Or they'll meet somebody and they'll be like, oh, like,
bring your back.
We are into this. Do you guys want to, like, exchange partners?
Oh,
and it's like,
God.
Normal. I was like, what? I'm too jealousy.
Okay.
I'm too jealous.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't.
I don't know how it works. Like, who does what?
Yeah.
When do you do it? Like, who's doing what?
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I would be lost. I wouldn't do it. And then...
But I think, I feel like if I'm like you, like, if I would see somebody, like, kissing my husband, I'd be like, no, but...
Yeah.
Get the fuck
out. Yeah.
Like, this threesome is not right now.
You can sit over there.
Turn around, just sit over there.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know. I think I would never. I couldn't. Like,
would you
jealous.
Do it? Would you do it if you were single?
No.
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 Okay, would you do
I'm like always like, I know, like, I don't know.
Would you do it if someone came up to you and be like, you're very beautiful and you're single, mm-hmm. and someone's like, we want you to have a threesome with us?
No.
No. So you would never do it?
I think it would be more like, I don't know.
I feel, to me, that part is so intimate that I could never just give my beautiful self to, like, two people that I don't have a connection with in that way.
Yeah.
And even if I had a connection with one person, I would not want another person because I'm extremely jealous.
Yeah.
Like, soy bien celosa.
Yeah.
So, para mí...
What if you had a connection with both? Like, what if you were talking to both? And somehow they knew about it and... They were like,
I feel like it's a sticky situation because then
but
I always thought that,
like,
you're supposed to.
If we go back to the who's gonna do what, like, how am I gonna feel two people and
who
and
does,
are we,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
I don't know,
and then I wouldn't know what to do. I mean,
I'm sure it's like,
take over.
I don't know.
That's okay. Would you do it?
No.
What if you were single?
I haven't been single in like 9 years.
But you were single at one time.
I don't think
just
so.
Just like the thought of being single, would you do it?
No, because of intimacy. And then, I don't know. I'm already shy. You know, I'm a really shy person. So I don't know if I would. It's a no.
No.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Would you do it?
Of course. No. No.
The quiet ones are always the quiet ones.
No, I would never do that. I wouldn't do it if I was
next
single.
Next time we come, we're going to see somebody else. We're going to be like,
wait, who's there? Now you know. No, I wouldn't do it. No. Single, on a boat, on a train. No, never.
No. Mm-mm.
I'm not interested. It doesn't pique my interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. Even though you would think that it does just because I'm just wild like
yeah.
that. It, no, to me and that, like, intimacy is like, I'm shy yeah. when
and
it comes to that.
Also, I'm not attracted to women. Like, I can think a woman is beautiful or pretty, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to be like, oh my, like, I'm not attracted to them yeah. sexually. And then I've always heard you're not allowed to have another guy there.
Because, really?
You know, you're not, they don't like, guys don't like having two guys. It's either two women
yeah.
or nothing. Because guys are very.
Yeah, aggressive. I had this conversation with my husband, and I was like, wait, what if it's a guy?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fuck no.
Yeah, they're always like, heck no.
And I'm like, what? But
come on. Come on. Yeah, so that's another thing. It's like women just like, yeah, they're beautiful, you know, but I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not there like that.
I could.
So I couldn't like be intimate like that.
Yeah.
So it's a no.
Yeah, I feel like you have to have a connection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I've heard.
But there's people. Okay, go ahead.
I've heard that you're not supposed to have a connection. It's supposed to be a random person, someone you don't know. That way there's no.
So it's more like lust.
Yeah, it's more like, oh,
like somebody
she's
you
beautiful.
Think is attractive.
Let's go get her and bring her home.
Yeah.
Something like
Let's
that.
Let's go get her and bring her
yeah.
home.
But you gotta be on that same mentality, like level-wise. You
yeah.
have to be that same type of person. Because I feel like if you're, like, shy and care more about that intimacy,
mm-hmm.
you won't just, if somebody approaches you, you won't do it. But if you are that type of person, then if somebody comes to you, you're like, okay, let's
Has
go.
Anyone
let's
ever asked you?
Yes.
Someone
really?
Asked you?
Yes.
Wow.
How many times? Just once?
Once.
Wow.
And it's a couple? Or just one person saying, hey, do you want to join us? Or
no,
me and my friend?
It's been a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
How and did awkward. You know them? Or it was just like complete strangers?
I didn't know her. I knew him. But, I mean, I was with somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
is there such thing as
I got like
signs?
All shades. I'm super light skinned and I got all shades of red.
Red.
Yeah.
I was like, I was in shock. I didn't know what to say, what to do, what to. I was like, I didn't. Like, my face
and
was like in shock.
Who asked you, the guy or the girl?
The guy.
The guy.
Mm-hmm. But the girl was right next to him.
Oh, that's probably kind of intimidating. Not intimidating,
like,
but you know, like.
I would feel
like. Very
like,
straightforward.
Yeah, that's a little disrespectful for me. I would feel disrespected. Like, really? Especially with a girl. It's like, really? You're just going to come up to me and, like, ask me that? Like,
mm-hmm.
But I think they had already talked about it.
With each other?
With each other.
But no, she's disrespecting me. Like, you don't know that I do that. How? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be better if they kind of, like, hinted it to you? And kind of got your vibe off of it?
I still said no, but, you know, yeah.
Instead of coming out and be like, hey, you want to have
a... Yeah, like, yeah, like, hey, have you ever done this and that? You know, kind of,
yeah,
like,
to kind of feel...
Ease it in.
Yeah,
I'll still say no, but at least ease it in.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, because I feel like I would feel, like, a little bit offended if they were just straightforward.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I definitely stopped talking to that friend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it made me feel so uncomfortable.
I would
yeah.
think the same. I would
like,
feel
I,
that way.
Yeah. Until this day, just thinking about it, I still remember, like, being in shock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been asked.
Yeah, and I was drinking that day too, and I was like sober.
Sober at one
thing. Exactly. I was like, oh, I'm going
home. Because I know when people drink. Because
you never know.
Women especially get a very lesbian. I've had people, like, when we went to Cancun once, we were in the club, my friend went to the restroom, and this girl was like, you are so beautiful. And I was like, thank you. You know, and I'm very aware when I'm drinking. And then she comes up to me and she tries to kiss me. I'm like, whoa. I just pushed her back and I'm like, I don't do that. I'm like, I don't care how drunk you are. I'm not that drunk.
And she was with someone?
And they was in the restroom, so I don't know who she was with.
Yeah, girls in the restroom, but that's like.
They get crazy in the restroom.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Yeah, they just jumped. She literally just jumped on me and I'm like, whoa, sorry.
Everybody in the restroom, you're all. It's like you know each other from like years ago. Yeah. You're so beautiful.
Yeah.
You're this. If you need anything, somebody in there has your back and has it there for you.
Yeah.
You know? It's like a whole different world in the restroom. Yeah. It's like you go out to the club and it's like one thing, but you go into that restroom and it's like, we all know each other. Hi. Oh my God, you're so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I love your heels.
You've like, never had that?
No.
I mean, you say you go to Marisco. Something has to go down in those restrooms.
No.
I feel like
the Mariscos aren't what you think they are.
I don't know. I've never been invited.
Yeah, let's go. That's another podcast.
Let's go.
Okay, so that was interesting.
Yeah, guys.
Let us close out this threesome bitch recording. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening.